Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you really wanting to do something in life, but you don't think you have the time or financially have the resources to do it? Well, today we're going to cover resourcefulness so you can move closer to what you want. This will also help your self-esteem. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. So I've been in situations in both areas in my life when I've been on the case when I've had a lot of resources around me, but not being resourceful. And I've had the case when I haven't had the resources, but I've been resourceful. What do we mean by resourceful and resources? So resources are the things you've got available. So the people, the materials, the courses, the information. And in this day and age, let's be honest, we're not short of resources, particularly free resources, like podcasts, for example, like books. Some people around us obviously pay for time for, well, quality time for people, but there's quite a lot of resources around us constantly. But resourcefulness is being able to use what you've got, being able to make things happen. So, like I said, I've been on both cases. So I've been in a case when I've used savings that I've made up, that I've built up, which would have been resourceful. And I've had those savings, but then I've spent it on many, many things like courses and books. And particularly in the earlier parts of my personal growth journey, I wasn't utilizing them. I was just reading stuff and not using them. And that's just not being resourceful at all. And therefore, as a result, my life didn't particularly make much. Well, there wasn't much of a difference in change in direction and progress because of that. But that's because I wasn't being resourceful. And when you're resourceful, you make more of an impact. Okay. So I can also talk about the cases when I've been resourceful, when things been up against me and perhaps I didn't have the financial situation then. And I was able to really, really work it out and make it happen by just doing some planning, thinking outside of the box. And that's just not just on the financial side too, it's on the time side. So I'm covering both today. But perhaps when I've been bombarded with work and I've had so much to do and yet I've been able to achieve it. But I've also been on the other side of time where I've had so much time, particularly in early 2020 when I had loads and loads of time because of the whole pandemic. And many people did, but I've not always used the time, okay? And I've just talked about me and what has that got to do with your self-esteem today? So if you just don't do things, make progress then, and don't trust things, don't put yourself into uncomfortable situations, start thinking outside the box, then you start to lose trust in yourself and that can impact on your self-esteem. But if you really make an effort to go towards what you want, really putting effort in for yourself, then that's showing trust in yourself. The problem is fear pops up. Our brain, the survival brain, the limbic part of the brain, again, is popping up and saying, oh, we can't afford this. We don't have the time for that. And it's really just trying to keep you safe most of the time. So therefore, we need to really, really consider our resourcefulness and how we can work through things to get towards what we want. And that's what I want to cover in a minute in a few tips. But another example, I've talked about me. I want to talk about my hero, Tony Robbins, and his case, not just mine. So Tony Robbins, he's a multi-millionaire now, and he deserves every penny. And he gives so much value to people, and he donates so much money to charity and things like that. And he gives so much value for great, great, amazing prices. The thing was, though, Tony wasn't always like that. He had stories of when he was a 17-year-old guy and he was broke. He was living in his car, but yet he wanted to work for Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn, who's one of the biggest names in personal growth, said to him, you have to buy all my courses to work for me. And Tony was like, well, I don't have the money. So Tony basically went to loads and loads of banks, being really resourceful to see if he could get the money for the courses. He wouldn't take no as an answer. Whilst many of us, and myself included in the past, would have been like, I give up. I mean, I've never been in this situation. This is just an example. But quite a lot of us on the planet would have just given up and said, oh, I can't afford it. I'll give up on what I really want. But Tony went to all these banks and he kept getting rejected and he kept thinking outside of the box. And then he did get money. He did get the money loaned from him, loaned to him, rather. And his passion helped him through this as well. And that's also another topic, being really passionate and driving into what you really want. But yeah, he managed to get that course and he grew and he grew and he grew from being resourceful. You'll see cases of, I've heard examples of millionaires who perhaps won the lottery and yet they've lost it all. They had all the resources around them, but they weren't resourceful with the money. And then you hear about other cases of people who were broke, didn't have a good start in life, yet they've been resourceful and they've got to where they are today. And that's why they believe in themselves so much, because they've been resourceful again and again and again. So let's go into the logic behind this now and what you can do. So the brain doesn't like anything uncomfortable, whether that's pushing yourself out of your, well, that is pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, or anything new into your life where you've got to make a change. Often we don't like change because our brain's trying to keep us safe. It's trying to keep us alive. So if something comes along, like a big investment that you really want to do, it's really going to change your life, but you're like, oh, I can't afford it. Really be honest with yourself. Is it because you can't afford it, or is it because it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable for a while? Be really honest with yourself. And the same with time. Do you really not have the time, or will it be a little bit uncomfortable to perhaps give up something that's not going to give you as much value, although you may enjoy it? You've got to be super, super honest with yourself. And also with time, we go through autopilot mode, meaning our brain shuts down too much thinking in order for us to go for our day-to-day life. Because if it thought about every little thing we did, it would go crazy and explode. So imagine, hopefully I haven't caused any sort of crazy images in your head, but our brain goes through autopilot mode and it just does things over and over again. So questioning if we really don't have enough time, or is it that we've just not sat down and evaluated our life? If you don't prioritize yourself and what you really want, and think about the value of working on yourself and giving yourself perhaps that investment in time or money, what's going to happen? Are you going to get to the end of your life and have this regret of, oh, I didn't do this. I didn't come out of my comfort zone. I didn't go into a little bit of an uncomfortable, small period of time in order to get what I want long term. And as human beings, we're also very driven by instant gratification. We won't go through short moments of discomfort, even if it results in a longer term benefit. That's, again, the brain trying to keep us alive and keeping us looking out for survival. It doesn't like discomfort, so therefore it keeps us in the comfort zone. So what are the four tips I'm going to give you on this? Okay, the first one is evaluate your week, and I want you to look at these three bits to it. What do I really want? Ask yourself this. What do you really want? Okay, and be really, really clear. Don't look at the barriers. Don't look at the fears coming up. What do you really want? And why do you really want it? Really understand it. And then ask yourself these two questions. How can I save myself some more money to go towards that, if it's going to be a cost, an investment? And again, always look at the options you've got. If you want to become better in writing, are there things you can find for free? Or I suggest you always get a coach, a mentor, or someone to guide you, being one myself and how it's helped you. But are there things you can do early on to just get free resources and move towards what you want? Think about also how you can save money. People say we don't have money, but I've seen people say I don't have money yet, like a week later they spent 200 quid on a jacket. It's, you know, it's just really looking at, are you going out and eating every single night? Well, probably not, given we're in the pandemic. I say that because it's something I don't do. I stay in and I, you know, budget my food budget because I want to spend my money more on growth and putting the money away. But think about, can you really save more money? You probably can. It's just sometimes we have to give up things that are comfortable and we like. Now, I'm not saying never treat yourself and put yourself for a miserable time, but are there things you could sometimes give up for a short-term period in order to get to what you want? How important is it to you? And then the other part is, how can I make more time? There's a quote that goes, there is always time for the most important things. Completely agree to that, and I'd argue with anyone who says anything otherwise. I've heard stories of single mums who've, you know, built multi-million dollar businesses or million-pound businesses. They've been resourceful. They've really thought about what they want. They've really respected themselves and they've gone towards it. They've looked at their time and been really clever with their time. You can do the same. Understanding your why behind the things. Really get that. This is my second point. Really understanding your emotional why behind something. Why do you really want it? Create that drive. Not just, I want some more money. I want some more, you know, I want to live my dreams. Really understand your why, what it's going to do for you and other people around you. Because then when we've got more of a driver, we can become more resourceful naturally as well. The third point is, listen to the right people who are resourceful, who have overcome these challenges of perhaps they were in poverty or they had a bad start to life or really, really had things against them. Listen to them. And if you listen to them regularly and maybe on a daily basis, you will become them. I'm constantly listening to Tony just because his idea, his mindset, his psychology gets embedded into my own brain by just listening to him over and over again. You are going to become who you listen to and hang out with. Not literally become them as the person you're going to be you, but you're going to take on their ideas. If you hang out with five negative people who are like, oh, I never have any money, never any time, you will become the sixth. If you hang out with a bunch of upbeat, is that the right word? Uplifting, I was looking for. Uplifting entrepreneurs who've really got passion and vision in their life, then you're likely to become the sixth if you hang out with five of them. The final point is scheduling in time for the most important things. Like I said, it's sort of overlapping the previous point I made, but schedule it in, make it a priority, schedule in the time for you to do what you really want, okay? Put it in your calendar, pencil out, protect it. You need to change your attitude and ask the right questions. This is key to all of this. If you don't make a shift in your mindset and thinking, right, I do need to be more resourceful. How can I be more resourceful? Rather than saying, oh, I can't afford this, I don't have the time for that. So ask yourself those questions. How can I afford it? How can I make the money? The quality of your life will be determined by the quality of your focus. And that's determined by the quality of your questions you ask yourself over and over again. Ask yourself, why has this happened to me? It's a completely different question for, how's this going to help my life? What can I do to get towards this? Okay. And I used to be in the same. I shared some of this. I used to ask myself the wrong questions. And I've been in cases when I've not committed myself into time or money just because it was a little bit uncomfortable. And I had this, I might have saved a bit of time and money by not committing to it, but I had this dreadful sense of, I've not trusted myself or not committed to myself. So therefore, I know what it's like, and I wish I was telling this to my past self, but I'm telling it to you. You need to be more resourceful and think about how you can save more time and money and get towards what you want, because that's going to put trust in yourself. And I really want you to get to where you are. I'm not going to sit here and just say some uplifting, motivational stuff. I actually want to say the truth. I actually want you to make that shift in your life. This is what I do with clients. This is what I do with other people. I want to build them up and really see where they are and see how they can move forward. So I'm going to, in addition to what I previously do on my podcast, I'm going to give you an action on my podcast now, because knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power, as said by Tony. And I've felt this. I've been through, going back to the resourceful point, I've had so many courses and not used them or not even finished them in the past. And it's not changed my life. So I'm going to give you an action, and I want you to do the action. If you just listen to this and think, wow, that's uplifting, and then I'm going to do maybe the action in future, your life's not going to change as much as it could. We can take on board information, and I encourage you to do that as much as possible, but you need to take the actions as well. So that's what I'm going to start introducing into these episodes. And they're only going to be like a small action each episode. Okay, so today's one is I want you to list something you did in the past. When you were really, the chances were really against you, when you were really stuck, or you were really, really uncomfortable to do so, but you did it. List that example, take some time thinking about this, and this 5-10 minute episode exercise, but if you need more time, take that time, okay? So think about an example, and then I want you to think about what you did and what you can take from that learning. So for example, if you had an assignment, say you weren't being resourceful in the start, and you had an assignment in the last, and you had to complete it over a couple of days, and it was like 5,000 words or whatever, and you completed it, and it was a good quality essay. Think about what you did in that situation. How were you resourceful? Therefore, how can you take that forward? Now, that's quite one example where I suggest you don't leave it last minute, but perhaps you really didn't have the money, but you made the money. You somehow found the money for something you really wanted. How can you take the learning from that, and either in your time or money for future, how can you use that? And if you want to go further, I've got some resources for you. I've got some free resources for you that you can use. So if you go in the description, in the link below, I've got some free downloadable guides. So one on how you can manage self-talk, how you can manage overthinking, and the habits of highly confident people. So if you just go in the description, click that to get those resources, and remember to actually take action on them. Hence the whole theme of the podcast today. But I've got those available for you as well. So thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family so we can reach more people, and give this a rating so once again we can reach more people with that one as well. If you have done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and remember, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.